views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hey, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading edge teaching on the planet. And it's here to help you to discover true empowerment. Hello, Sabrina.
Hey, Christine. I've missed you.
I've missed you too. Gosh, it's been 2 weeks now since we didn't have a show last week.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we weren't nearly as surprised as the people on the East Coast that were dealing with the storm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you know, for those of you who are listening, I live in Seattle and Sabrina lives in the Denver area. And so we didn't have to live amongst that storm. But boy, oh, boy. I mean, first of all, it was predicted. So it didn't come as a total surprise, which was a godsend. I mean, they had lots of time to evacuate and everything. But oh, my goodness, what a storm that was.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. It really makes me rethink my desire to live near an ocean.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. And although, you know, disasters of all sorts can strike in various places.
Well, yes, we've had our share of wildfires in Colorado this past summer. So.
Yeah, and then there are the earthquakes, and earthquakes are occurring in places where, you know, they're not known for having earthquakes. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of chaotic shifting underway.
Yeah, a lot of chaos, it seems like. And, you know, not just with the natural disasters that are occurring or, you know, extreme weather conditions, there's also the elections in the United States. And that seems to be really chaotic as well.
Yeah, although for me, I always kind of distance myself from the election process a bit. You know, I educate myself on the candidates and then I don't read the ads. I don't listen to ads on television. I try not to spend too much time listening to people talking about politics because more often than not, when people are talking about it, it's like there's this tone in their voice where they're feeling kind of angry or annoyed, or it's like, rah, rah, we're better than they are. You know, that's this divisiveness that I just hate to be around. So from my perspective, you know, I filled out my absentee ballot a few days ago. I'm feeling really good about it. And, you know, it's like, election, what election? Oh, yeah, there's an election tomorrow, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I don't watch the news or any of that as well, but I can feel the energy. There's a lot of emotions around this. A lot of people are clinging to what seems to, in my opinion, to be a system that's already broke, you know, and it's like, I wonder what's going to happen if we all just finally just let go of it and what could come in its place and instead of the typical government that we've had mirrored all these years.
Yeah, but I think that from many of our perspectives, it's like that letting go can't just be done within the context of one election or, you know, there is really a difference on some level between politicians and it. Yeah, it's like, okay, so maybe there aren't going to be huge changes, but there can be some negative changes one way or another. And so it's like, yeah, people are often saying, well, it's not completely broke, but it certainly needs to be fixed. And yet, okay, I've got to make a choice of this person's the lesser of two evils, or, you know, this.
Well, you know, Jerry Garcia said choosing the lesser of two evils is still choosing evil.
Yes, true.
But yeah, so, I guess they've changed that. I've seen them choosing the lesser of two idiots, I guess, is what a lot of people are saying nowadays. And it's just a sad state, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, I'm just trying to hold that place where, you know, we're all in this together. There's no we versus them. This is it. We're all together in this. And when we have that type of energy of competition and trying to be better than and prove somebody else wrong, we're not in our own authentic self at that place. And right. So there's so much chaos around that energy. And the same thing when you have that natural disaster come in, even with the warning, it's like, what do you choose to do? You know, how do you find your bearings and find your way to safety and keep your loved ones safe when it's forcing itself upon you?
Right, right. And that must have been terrifying for many, and, you know, an annoyance to those who are a little farther out of its reach. But it's been so fascinating to hear about the aftermath. And you and I both have some friends in New York City, for instance, and been hearing some interesting stories about, you know, these places in Manhattan that have been without power for days, and people are having a hard time finding food. And I mean, it's just, people can't get gasoline. But it was really interesting to see that the person who, you know, who's the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. He's a Republican. You know, he spoke at the Republican National Convention. And during this chaos, he automatically needed the help of the federal government. And of course, Barack Obama reached out to him. So here were these people who were on opposite sides who were coming together because they knew that that was what was in the best interest of the people involved in, you know, within the state of New Jersey.
And that's it. And I think we'll see more and more people coming together. And that's amidst a crisis like this. This is when you see people really rise to that challenge and show how strong humanity actually is. Yeah. And I'm hoping that more corporations will follow suit to help the people that are suffering right now. And I saw that Anheuser-Busch had changed one of their assembly lines to create drinking water for the victims of Sandy who were without fresh water.
Right.
So hopefully more will rise to the challenge, because it takes all of us to make this work at any time, really. And unfortunately, why is it when we have to wait till, you know, we get that wake up call? And that's this is, like a wake up call for humanity to come together.
Absolutely.
And say, let's put our differences aside. And we are in this together. What can we do to help?
Right. And I did notice Macy's was starting something new where when you check out at a register, they ask if you want to donate a dollar to the American Red Cross. And if you say yes and you donate the dollar, Macy's will match that, and they will match up to $500,000 worth. So, you know, each person can help just a little bit. And there's like through this collective consciousness, if you will, it actually can help people. It's the nuts and bolts of what's necessary for that region to help the process of rebuilding and getting people's lives back in order.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, challenging during these times to find our true self, because the circumstances can be so overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that so often in our lives, we're not worried about the basics. We're worried about other things that on some level really don't matter. I mean, you know, on a normal day, most of us don't have to worry about where our clean water's coming from, where our food's coming from, exactly how we're going to get fuel into our vehicle, or you know, being able to catch a bus or a subway to get to our jobs. It's just there. And we end up worrying about all sorts of other things that on a higher level probably really don't matter at all. And we don't appreciate those things, those basic things that we have, until they're gone.
Yeah. We take a lot of things for granted, that is for sure. And there are ways, though, that we can, you know, it's, I think the most important thing, you know, my heart goes out to everyone that's suffering, and I know there's a lot of compassion and a lot of help coming. But I think we just have to find ways that every moment we can connect with who we really are to find a little bit of relief and strength and courage to continue on.
Right. And, you know, the relief can come in all different forms. I mean, it can come in connecting with a neighbor, you know, who may need help more than you need help. Or it could be sort of coming to terms with what's really important. Okay, so, you know, I had to evacuate and, you know, have brought some photos along and lost all sorts of antiques and, you know, in the water or whatever. But those photo albums, you know, that's really great. But at a higher level, if the photos are left behind and you've got your kids, oh my goodness, that's what's really important. So if you focus on what it is that really matters within those moments, that can be very helpful as well.
Right, because any time that you're expressing a little bit of gratitude toward whatever it is, even if it seems like everything is stacked against you, but you can just find the little ray of sunshine in there somewhere, that's when it allows you to open up and find more and more. And, you know, nobody's in this alone. I hope everyone knows that.
And,
you know, there's so many ways to connect with others and yourself during these times. And I think we want to hear from people, don't we? If there's a
absolutely.
Way that we can help people find some peace amongst this chaos that they're going through, if there's a way for them to call in or anyone in any area.
Yeah.
At 1-800-930-2819. So again, that number is 1-800-930-2819.
And we'd love to hear from you if you've been experiencing, you know, any form of chaos, from the chaos that's been unfolding on the East Coast through Sandy, or maybe some other kind of chaos in your life, because really, chaos is this great opportunity to reevaluate and to shift in new ways. So no matter what you experience that comes up as chaos, it always presents an opportunity with it. We'd love to hear from you and hear your perspective on what it is you're doing to stay centered and to find peace within that context.
So now we need to go for a quick break. So when we come back, hopefully we'll hear from some people. You are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're talking about finding peace within chaos. And, you know, it's not just the violent weather or emotional elections that can be chaotic. There's also our day-to-day lives. And I think right now, more people than ever are experiencing a little turbulence. And that turbulence can be a little uncomfortable and sometimes frightening at times. And the most important thing during any turbulent time is to keep your focus. So you're moving forward and buckle that seatbelt.
And it is really interesting because, I mean, yes, people are experiencing all sorts of kind of chaotic events in their lives from, you know, shifts in relationships and career. But there are a lot of people whose lives seem to be going fairly normally, and yet they're feeling an inner chaos. And, you know, people talk about how there are some energetic shifts on the planet. I mean, I know that you and I are both sensing that as well. But really, the proof in the pudding, as you say, as they say, is really the people who say, you know, there's no reason I should be feeling this way, but something's really off kilter for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sensing something is amok.
Yes.
So to speak. I look out the window and I see the woods, and I think of someone hiding in the woods right now. Just ready to jump out at any moment. A lot of people seem very guarded because, you know, uncertainty of the things that are going on at times. And it can be quite frightening.
Yeah, I agree. But one of the things that's dawned on me recently is that, you know, we think that by being guarded, by protecting ourselves and not exposing our vulnerability, that somehow makes us more safe. But really what I've discovered is that it's by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, it's by walking through that fear of not being safe and allowing that vulnerability that creates the greatest safety net, because it allows us to access the support of our guidance, our inner guidance. It allows us to connect with other people more, and so that we get support both in the human realm as well as in the ethereal realm. But when we're in that guarded space, it kind of shuts it down.
Right. It's like holding up a barricade, and you know, you keep yourself, it's the tortoise in the shell, and you go within and retract. That's not living, and that's not showing up in life. And we did come here to do that, and that vulnerability is so powerful. We're taught, I think, at a very young age to not show our vulnerability. It's not safe to. We could possibly be judged by others if we show any sign of weaknesses and so forth. And
I mean, even with just crying, kids crying, it's like at some point, it's true for both boys and girls, more so for boys, but eventually they get this message, it's not appropriate to show that kind of weakness, you know, like it's actually weak, you know.
Yeah, you know, and I was just having a conversation with my youngest daughter. She's going to be 12, you know, here on Wednesday. And there's a lot of hormones and emotions at this age. And we're having a beautiful conversation today. And she was recalling a situation with a friend of hers where she was physically hurt, but was afraid to cry because she didn't want to be called a baby. And so forth. And this was in front of another girl. It wasn't even in front of, you know, boys or anything like that. And and I said, you know, if you always need to express that, whatever emotion's coming up, cry and let it out. It's a release and it's a processing. So when we don't process our emotions, that's when we have problems. Mm-hmm. So if somebody teases you for doing it, just say, you know, I've learned to express my emotions and I'm sorry if you're repressing yours.
Right, right. Yeah. And it is really important to allow the emotions to flow, because it's otherwise it creates blockages, and those blockages can end up manifesting in very unpleasant ways, from creating more emotional turmoil to having physical manifestations of problems, you know, illness, accidents. I mean, all sorts of things can manifest when you're repressing that, because you need to open to the flow, because that flow keeps us connected to source. It keeps us connected to our, you know, our souls having this human experience.
Yes, it does. And in that space, like you say, everything is flowing. It's like we're energetic beings, we're vibrational beings. We have frequencies running through us at all times. And I can feel it in my own body when I shut down, if I'm not allowing myself to honor a particular emotion or feeling that's rising up because of fear of being rejected or not approved of, or even just being perceived as weak, whatever the circumstance is at the time. I feel it constricting within my body. Yes. It's like it stops that flow.
Absolutely. And the more we become aware of this, the more we recognize it when it's, you know, underway. And of course, in Chinese medicine, they've known for thousands of years that it's the stagnation within the body that prevents the qi, the energy, from moving through. And it's that stagnation that causes the imbalance, you know, typically physical illness. In scientific terms, you can actually measure light emanating from a person. You know, we're able to measure biofields. Konstantin Korotkov from St. Petersburg University in Russia measures it with this device called the electrophoton capture device. And so they actually show where there's like weakness, where there's stagnation, mm-hmm. and they can connect it and diagnose a person's illness based on that. And this isn't like some woo-woo stuff or even something from thousands of years ago. This is modern day science that's being applied and showing stagnation equals illness.
I know his work is absolutely fascinating, and the device, you and I have both, you know, been active on those devices, and we've seen it in our own biofield and what happens.
Yes.
And you have an amazing story, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, when I first heard about this, when you and I were going to be a part of this research initially, you know, I'm sort of a scientific nerd, you know, being a former research statistician, and I wanted to hear all about it. And they talked about taking measurements from the fingertips to create the imagery for the biofield. The biofield's like the scientific version of the aura. It's the biophotons around the human body. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, can that really be so? Taking energy around the fingertips and somehow creating the biofield, how'd they come up with that mapping? And I was kind of skeptical. So I went in there and, you know, they wanted to test me with my hands sort of normally. And then had me turn on the healing energy and then see how my hands changed. And then they mapped that to my biofield. So I had a before and after for my biofield. My before, it was, you know, not great, not terrible, but there was one huge gap on the outside right portion of my thigh. And I'm thinking, huh, what's that about? You know, I don't seem to have a problem with my right thigh. You know, I don't have anything going on with my leg. What's that about? And I'm thinking, I don't know if there's anything to this. And then I realized later that I had cargo pants on, and in my side cargo pants pocket, I had my cell phone on that portion of my leg. But interestingly, when I connected with the frequencies, the healing energy that surrounds all of us that we can all access, oh my goodness, guess what? That hole that was created by the cell phone was gone. My biofield got to be much thicker, and that hole filled in. So yeah, there's something to it, and they can actually measure it, and it's real. And that, so back to our topic of stagnation. Stagnation is really detrimental to our health.
It absolutely is. And that's, you know, I love your story about that, because that's amazing that what you were accessing, everyone can access too.
Yes, it is.
We all have that ability. And that's what's so wonderful. It's like, so we don't have to walk around with our little medallions and different things and worry about the magnetic fields around us. We can connect with something bigger and more powerful than our own physical body.
Right. And you don't have to call in the angels and archangels and your guides. It's not that there's a problem doing that, because you will get absolute access through that. But if you
have to pay a monthly subscription.
Yes. Archangel Michael wants his monthly fee.
That's who I pay it to. I kept getting it resent or returned. I was sending it to Michael. Okay.
But, you know, the field contains that energy, that light, that information, that structure that we can access through our biofield, that we can access through our intuitive awareness. And it affects our physicality. It affects our emotions. It affects our mental ability as well. It affects our brainwaves.
Yes, it does. And it affects everyone around us as well. So that's what's fun. And, you know, I think you and I know several other people have been working with this to help others that are going through some of that chaotic time right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And with some interesting experiences, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to share?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of one particular interesting one here lately. What's popping into your head?
Well, what's popping into my head is, you know, this 111 activation that I do. There have been several people recently who have received it, and they talk about getting this almost immediate clarity about things. And, you know, this 111 activation is just really creating this energetic structure without even touching a person, working within the field, accessing it and creating something for a client, and then having them shift so that they're, you know, essentially allowing that light to move through. They have less stagnation. And they start saying, oh my gosh, I've got like big picture perspective. And I'm less reactive to what other people are saying or doing. And I'm starting to speak my truth and starting to become more authentic. So it's really cool to see people who either are in the midst of chaos and suddenly get clarity, or feel like their life is pretty good and then they get clarity about how things really aren't working very well in certain ways and that they need to make changes.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think we're all part of this evolution right now. Some people would argue if we don't have a certain president, we're going to go backwards. And I think, you know, this evolution is moving forward. This momentum is going, and it's not going to be stopped by any one single person.
I agree. And I know that it's probably pushing some people's buttons, but I think that if we trust in the perfection of the universe, then we will just sort of ease up in terms of our attachment to outcome. Yes, show up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you feel to help vote, you know, do your part as a citizen if that's what you feel that you want to do. Don't vote if you feel like you don't want to vote, but show up energetically with this concept of it's all perfect and things will unfold with ease. Exactly. Anyway, we're getting to head into a break right now. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and today we're talking about finding peace within chaos. And if you would like some help finding some inner peace, if you're feeling a little chaotic in your life, call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, with the elections tomorrow, I put a video out. I don't think you've even seen it, Christine,
yeah,
but last
I
week,
have. Yeah.
It was called Vote to Thrive.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who's the president, as long as you just vote for your own energetically vote for your own well-being. And if everyone would focus on that, I imagine the world where everyone focuses their political passion on their own well-being.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a world worth living in, right?
It would. It has such a positive ripple effect when we focus on our own well-being, when we focus on what it is that makes us feel balanced and joyful and expansive. I vote to thrive. I vote for everybody to thrive.
Exactly. Yes. Because, oh my goodness, I don't think we were meant to take sides like this, you know, and I don't think that's what our journey is about in this world. And, you know, the sooner that we can come to that realization, the more fun we're going to have on this planet. And I came here to have fun. I found that out really late in life. I forgot for a long time, many years I forgot that philosophy, but I'm back to having fun. And I think that's what we're all meant to do, is just find our joy and follow it.
Right. And, you know, if you're feeling caught up in the chaos, there are some simple things you can do to kind of get yourself realigned to be in that state of thriving. And one of them is just to make sure you breathe deeply. You know, so many of us, when we feel the stress or the excitement, you know, we tend to breathe in a very shallow manner, but you need to make sure you exhale all that air and then take a deep breath in.
Yeah.
And then exhale again.
True abundance in breath, actually. That's the whole inhale, exhale is like the infinity symbol to me. It's that flow of life. And that's the first thing I'll notice when I'm feeling tension or any kind of stress. I've stopped breathing. Of course, my body,
right,
biologically, you know, the organs do everything it needs to do without, on a subconscious level, without me consciously thinking about it. But when I take that conscious breath, it really takes me back to who I am. I can feel that cleansing and detoxification take place.
Yes, and that ease within the body allows us to feel greater clarity, as you were saying, and it puts things into perspective. And I think that if we can get ourselves into this place of ease or peace, even just for a couple of moments, it allows us to kind of step outside the tension and our, you know, feelings of being stuck, and it allows us to see things on a higher level and be more accepting. And it seems like a paradox, but when you start to let go, it allows you to move into thriving much more quickly, much more easily.
Oh, that letting go process. And I think that's really big for a lot of people. I know you've recently cleared out a lot of things in your dwelling space. And
yes.
And that seems to be a theme for so many. I think maybe because we're going into the autumn season or in the fall season when the leaves are actually being released from the trees. And, you know, I'm finding that philosophy really important for me these days of make like a tree and let go.
Heard that expression before.
Well, I know I could have used the cliche leave, but you know,
yes,
it's so important because we cling to all those things, and that's when we're in a state of chaos more than ever. If we've lost so much, or we've recently rediscovered our gratitude for the basic needs in life, we're going to keep clinging on to more and more because we're so afraid of losing even more.
Right. And it's that fear that actually creates more stagnation. I mean, it's weird because we think somehow we're going to protect ourselves by being fearful. And that's actually the opposite. You know, being in that place of fear actually keeps us stuck.
Definitely restricts us in many ways and limits us. And, you know, it's one of those things. We're around a lot of fear, and it's amplified even more so when we're faced with this uncertainty, these things that come that we feel are out of our control. And it's very scary when there are things that happen to us that we feel we have no control over.
Yeah. And I know that with certain dire circumstances, it's very difficult sometimes to see the perfection in them, but there are gifts in however things are unfolding. And if you begin to see the gifts, even when you're in the midst of it, sometimes we can't see the gifts until, you know, 6 months or 6 years down the road. But if you can just begin to get glimpses of the gifts within it, then that can put you at a much greater state of ease. And it allows you to move into that next level of creation, you know, and moving forward and becoming more empowered.
Yes, exactly. And empowerment is, you know, part of that playtime. I don't think I could experience too much joy if I wasn't feeling empowered.
Right, right. And the joy is so important. And, you know, it's actually possible to experience joy in the midst of pain, you know, whether it be grief or physical pain or, you know, difficulties in a relationship or at work, whatever it is. If you begin to get to that higher level perspective, you know, and I tell people, it's kind of like the meditative state. There are a lot of people out there who meditate and they know what I'm talking about, where it's like you get to the state of detachment. But for even those who don't meditate, just think about in the moment, stepping aside and saying, okay, I'm just going to view this from a different vantage point. I'm just going to, instead of being like here on the ground, I'm going to pretend I'm a bird flying above and I'm going to see what it looks like from up here. And then observe, what am I feeling in my body? What's going on within the context of this relationship? What information am I getting from all of this? And how is this an opportunity to change? Then it allows you to see the gifts.
And when you can see the gifts, then life gets a little bit easier and you feel that connection and that empowerment of knowing you're not alone because you have so many more options available to you than what you could see before. And you're right, taking that step back and gaining that broader perspective is key in everyday use, let alone when you're facing something out of a catastrophic event.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that, like, when I was experiencing cancer years ago, I felt really trapped and I think that that kind of chaos can make us feel trapped because suddenly we're experiencing something, whether it's a big storm or a health crisis or, you know, a spouse leaving or whatever it is that we have no control over. But one of the things I learned when I began to explore, you know, what had happened for me and you know, I went through and eventually healed myself. When I explored it, I realized that that lack of control I was already feeling within my life. I was feeling a lack of freedom within my life, and it ended up manifesting in physical form. So it was actually illuminating for me that I wanted freedom, not just freedom from cancer, but freedom from a certain structure that I thought I had to be living, a certain mm-hmm. lifestyle, a certain career. So, you know, in that there were gifts within it.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I found, you know, my philosophy is, and my former background in human resources, when somebody loses their job, it's the greatest blessing they can receive. And at the time it happens, often people don't see it that way. But when it's given that opportunity to have a clean slate, you let go of what's no longer serving you, because people typically don't lose their jobs if they're really happy in their job.
Right.
You know, there's usually something, some kind of discontent.
Yeah, but they might feel trapped.
Exactly.
They might feel trapped because they need the money.
Or actually, we get a little lazy. We you know, we don't want to look for something else because it takes effort.
Right. And, you know, we can get really complacent with our within our lives in so many ways. And, you know, if you allow stagnation within your life, it's going to come back and bite you. And it really is.
And then it's going to get nasty and infected, and it's not going to be fun at all. I have gangrene or something.
What a visual.
Yes, it's better to let go now.
yeah. But one way or another, it's going to speak to you, and it's going to speak the truth. And the truth is coming from, you know, that place deep within you that's connected to Source, your authentic self. This is Christine Upchurch. We're about to go on break, but you're listening to Authenticity Rising. When we return from our break, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And we're talking about finding peace within chaos today. And it seems like today, more than ever, more and more people seem to be facing some sort of chaos, either internally or externally, circumstances within or without, out of their control. And it's challenging at the time and often riddled with some sort of pain of letting go or grief or even physical. But yeah, as we were talking about prior, there's always seems to be some sort of gift or blessing within it.
Right. Absolutely. There is. And you just have to look from the right vantage point to find it. So,
even if you have to climb to that vantage point, right?
Exactly. And you might have to climb by hanging on to the sides of the walls with your fingernails, but there is a way. And usually it's really about kind of letting go in the moment and, you know, maybe taking a deep breath, but just sort of connecting to yourself on a deeper level and saying, how is there a gift here? So that brings us to our dare of the week, right?
Yes, our authenticity rising into action. The dare of the week. We want to ask our listeners and anyone out there who's not listening, energetically you might be, to think about some sort of chaotic event, something that you've gone through in your life. It may be something you're going through in this moment, but something that was a little chaotic, feeling out of sorts, find at least one blessing that came from that experience.
Yeah. And I suspect if you get to that vantage point where you're beginning to look at things more connected to source, more, you know, a little bit more elevated perspective, that you're going to find multiple gifts.
But exactly.
Just find at least one.
At least one. At least one. And I think once you find the one, like you say, it's like you attract more and more of those gifts and more of those insights. And when we can take the time to really look at those things and be grateful and feel appreciation for that experience, that's when we're in a state of who we are, our authentic selves, which allows us to experience more of the things that we want to experience in this life, because you've already created everything you want. It's just a matter of allowing and letting go so that that source can run through you.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the Abraham teachings about how we're vibrational beings. And when you get to that place that's connected to source, when you get to that authentic self, you're a powerful creator. And even if it doesn't show up in the next moment, trust that it will. And, you know, so tune in, find out what gifts you've received through your chaotic event. What is it that the Chinese word for crisis, it translates into something like chaos and opportunity, something along those lines.
It's like peace and opportunity, isn't it? Something, it seems like, yeah, opportunity through peace. It's opposite of what you would think it would be.
Right. I know there's opportunity in there. And that's part of the gifts. And I think about the chaos of the elections right now. And, you know, things are really chaotic in some very crucial states to the presidential election. And, of course, the elections themselves create a type of energetic and emotional kind of chaos, if you will. What kinds of gifts are we seeing within that?
Well, truly, my vision for this is I have to say, hopefully Wednesday, it will be over. And I say that lightly, considering that 12 years ago on election day, I gave birth to my little girl. And when I was woke up in the middle of the night to get blood drawn, I asked who was the president, and I was told there wasn't one. It hadn't been decided. I thought I was on too strong a drugs that I didn't hear correctly.
Yeah.
And so hopefully by Wednesday we will know. It will be over. And at that point, whoever is in office, let's support them to do the best and highest good that they can for our country and for, you know, our relations with other countries.
Absolutely. And, you know, the elections aren't just the presidential variety or the ones that end up in, you know, the federal government. There are also lots of local and state elections. And let's view those and from an energetic perspective, be accepting and supportive of all those who are stepping forward. Because really, you know, sure, there's some people who are really into power, but more often than not, these people are moving forward because they think they've got something to contribute. And let's support whoever's shown up and whoever's been voted in fairly to represent the people. And that can shift things energetically for everybody.
And that's it. And again, as long as we continue to focus our energy on our own well-being, then it really doesn't matter who's in office because we will thrive collectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's and again, there's this energetic ripple effect, or the, you know, and sometimes I think of the 100th monkey, where, you know, if enough people are creating this vibration of wellness, then and well-being, then it's going to have a ripple effect on many others. Many others will tune into that. Of course,
at that tipping point, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that will shift things. Now, interestingly enough, our elections happen to fall on the day when Mercury goes into retrograde.
So the communications are shutting down.
Yes, astrologically, it's not supposed to be a good time. And I think Mercury is in retrograde until like the 26th of November or something along those lines. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I hope we're not without president all that time. You know, it would be nice to know who the president is much sooner than we knew 12 years ago.
Well, I can tell you, I did not enjoy having my maternity leave at home with all the coverage that was taking place, because at that time I actually watched TV.
Oh, yeah. And I was watching MSNBC a lot during that time, and CNN and some of those. And it was like, you know, oh, there are these hanging chads. What are they called?
Chads.
Hanging. They had to define for everybody what that was, and the voting machines and how it caused confusion. And oh, my goodness, what a mess that was. But it did illuminate how, first of all, you can end up with chaos within the realm that actually can affect the outcome of the election. And also, it kind of illuminates the fact that we can have a popular vote that goes one way and a presidential
electoral vote. Yes.
From the Electoral College, yes. So it's kind of fascinating to see what comes out of that chaos.
It is a very fascinating, the whole voting and everything. And that's the thing. It's like, I know a lot of people have a lot of emotions around this and may think, well, what does my vote even count? And I was one of those too. I was considering not voting, but I did vote. Those mail-in ballots are wonderful.
They are.
And, you know, being in Colorado, we have a huge thing on the ballot, you know, of legalizing marijuana.
Uh-huh. We do too.
And it looks like it's going to pass. I actually voted for pot and schools. I figure those are two really good things to vote for.
Not that you want pot in schools, mind you. Right?
No, not in schools. Two different things. No, I voted to increase my taxes, my property taxes, so that more funding would go into the schools.
Yes. And in our state, we also have a vote to either uphold or reject the legalization of gay marriage. And, you know, I believe that any two people who love each other, who want to commit to each other, should have all the legal rights of
being as miserable as everybody else. No, I'm kidding. Bad joke.
Yes. But yeah, I think that for me, it was important to vote. And, you know, I actually will read things about the judicial positions, you know, the candidates for those. And I mean, I do take it very seriously, but I don't allow myself to get emotionally charged by it. Because I think that that's really detrimental to my own health and happiness, but also to the energetics of what we're trying to create. Because really, we want to focus on what it is we want.
Exactly. That is it right there. So vote to thrive, everybody.
You betcha. And if you're interested in connecting with us and finding out more about Sabrina and me and what it is we offer, please visit our website at authenticityrising.com. That's authenticityrising.com. And we've also got links to our own individual websites because you, Sabrina, offer slightly different gifts than I offer. So it's a way for people to connect with us. And also connect with us on the Facebook page. It's called Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina, although you don't have to type in that whole thing because by the time you get to the R in Rising, it's going to pop up for you. Anyway, thanks, Sabrina. This has been an interesting conversation today.
It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to successful elections and a wonderful president.
Absolutely. So am I. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. We're here every Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. See you next week. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.